I want to welcome you to the new year and tonight's January 2nd City Council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom as our City Council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome again, everyone. We have item 1D on our agenda, which is citizen input. Is there anyone present tonight who would like to address the City Council? Okay, hearing none, I'll move to roll call. Notice all but two council members are present. Terrell Barnes and Danae Valdez are absent. I'd entertain a motion to excuse those council persons.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'd like to make one change to the approval, but I need a motion to approve this change. Is I'd like to switch item B and A in the event that, because Daryl had called and said that he's going to be late. So I don't know how late is, but I would entertain a motion to make that change to the agenda tonight.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Y'all in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now let's move to the approval of our agenda then, the revised agenda.
Make the motion to approve the revised agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. We like to move to our consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So as we go to our current business, I see Council Member Barnes has now arrived. He'll be joining us on the dais at 6:04 p.m. Councilman. So I'm going to move to this revised agenda where we move the committee assignments to the first item on our current business. And so if you look at this list that we have before us, I think I'm just going to ask council, the ones that are already assigned to committees, is there anybody who wants to get off of any of the committees that you're on? So starting at the top, the fire council, we have Mark Snyder, John Lawless, and John Erickson. We're gonna need to replace John Erickson. The development council, we're gonna hold some interviews to, I've got some names of some people that we're looking to put on there from the business community. Gina, you've indicated you wanted to be on the left board. I need to send a letter to the board Mosquito Control Board, Tom Haworth, is still active until this March. We need to check to see if he wishes to continue. Solid Waste Advisory, Cameron Williamson, our engineering tech, is our city representative to that committee. The Auditing and Finance Committee, Mark Snyder, Corey Everett, and Danae Valdez have been on that. You guys are all willing to continue, right?
So she replaced John Erickson?
She replaced John Erickson when he left. I appointed her. Oh, I can't remember when John left. I think it was in July. Okay. So I think I appointed her in August. The Beautification Committee, that'll remain the same. And the Civil Service Commission, Stacy Garza would expire. We'll need to check with her. Should it expire in March? So we need to check with her to see if she wants to continue. Actually, I need to go back here. Is there any of these terms that are expiring? Okay, so now on the second page, code enforcement is Angel, Gina, and John. You guys are willing to continue. Corey, you're the alternate. Comprehensive Plan Review Committee, Gina, John, and Danae. I just got a text message from Danae. She's on the way. So she'll be here tonight to be sworn in. Communication Plan Committee is John, Gina, and Danae. The Desert Oasis High School, Othello High School Scholarship Committee is Danae. None of those have expirations. Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce right now is Jessica Mello. I think she's going to continue. The Independent Salary Commission. There's three members that I need to contact. Law enforcement is John Lawless, Corey, and was John Erickson.
I think I think that's the reason.
Law enforcement. I can appoint you. Yeah, I don't remember, but that's fine. Then the Law and Justice Committee is John. And then we had John Erickson and Gina.
I'll take that one if nobody else wants it.
I'll step
down if you want it.
Thank you. I don't know. There may be a conflict because it's under the sheriff.
Oh, then I can.
Yeah, he's the one that leads that committee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put in Corey. Then our local emergency planning committee, John, you're the council person. You still want to continue in that role?
Yeah.
Be once yet. A quarter, I think.
Yeah.
Third Wednesday of even months. we'll send you, we'll just make sure you get reminders. Okay. I need to go back to page one. This is the fire council. I need a representative to replace John Erickson on the fire council. No? Okay. But Daryl. And then lodging tax advisory, Gina, you are a representative. You still want to continue in that role. Housing authority, we appointed Gracie Garza to replace Faye Cirillo when she resigned, and none of those other positions are expiring. Paid has been Angel with Dave Rim as the chairman.
I haven't attended for a while, but I think we'll leave that position open.
He is still active.
Paid is still active. And you meet the second Wednesday at timeout?
They've been moving it, so they go through different places.
Okay. Is there anyone on the council be interested in being the city council representative? Yeah. They're at noon. Can you meet? Is noon a bad time for you? Okay. Well, then, Angel, you can't step down.
We'll hang in there till we.
Yeah, what's
we'll
stay on. You could ask Danae when she shows up too.
I could ask Danae. Mm-hmm. And then the Park and Recreation Committee, which also, by the way, has a meeting tomorrow at noon. We have John, Angel, and Gina with Corey Everett as the alternate. Mm-hmm. Everybody willing to continue to serve in that capacity. Then the Planning Commission, nobody expires until the end of the year. Quadco RTPO, Sean O'Brien.
Can you reach out to Kevin? He hasn't been there.
I will.
Yeah, I don't know what, if he just decided not to come anymore or what. But
when's the last meeting you've seen him? Did you see him last year?
5 or 6 months ago. Really? It's been a while. You might want to ask Chris that question.
Yeah. He'll have record.
But he hasn't been there for quite a while.
Okay.
And probably has those records.
Yeah, Ann has those records. Okay, and then that Quadco is, that's one that Sean represents as he's, yeah, he's more than qualified to do that. And he's also, we've received grant money. Mm-hmm. Solid Waste is, local committee, and that's Corey, Mark Snyder, and John Lawless. And the alternate was John Erickson. Note for the record that Danae Valdez is joining us at 6:15. Hi. Hey, we're just going over
Chair for all the everything.
We just signed you up for everything. Have a minute for the next.
So one of them was Paid, the Paid group. They meet the second Wednesday of the month at different places. Dave is the Dave Rim, our police chief, is the chairman. We need a city council representative. Would you be interested in serving on that committee? Okay. Danae will serve there. Technology Committee. We've had John Erickson, Gina, and Danae, with John Lawless as the alternate. John, do you want to move up to that, or are you fine in being the alternate?
Anybody else?
Daryl, do you want to be on the technology? Okay. Thank you.
I'll stay the alternate. But...
And then on our last page, we have an underground utility review committee, and that is John, Gina, and Corey. Everybody willing to continue to serve in that capacity?
Sorry, nope. I'm still not.
Then the union negotiating committee is John, Gina, and Corey. Everyone can, we just negotiated four contracts last year, so I think four contracts.
Four contracts.
So we shouldn't have much to do. We might have a few things, but anyway, everyone's willing to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Water Sewer Street Committee, of course, is John, Gina, and Mark Snyder, with Angel as the alternate. Everyone's willing to continue in those capacities. Okay.
So was there a finalization of the dispatcher's agreement? And we voted that in? Okay.
Okay, so did you catch all those changes? Were you keeping up? Thank you, Yvon. So now, let's go to while you were gone, we switched up the order of the current business, and now I'd like to call to the front of this desk, Mark Snyder, Daryl Barnes, Angel Garza, and Danae Valdez. Our deputy city clerk, Juan Hernandez, is going to swear all of you in. So, Yvonne?
I'll be performing reciting the oath of the office. If everybody can just raise the right hand.
Your right hand.
Repeat after me and state your name.
I.
I.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution and laws.
I will support the Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
And the
Organic Act and laws of the state of Washington.
The Organic Act and laws of the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform
and discharge the duties.
Perform and discharge the duties.
Of the office of the City of Othello Council position.
Of the office of the City of Othello Council position.
According to law, to the best of my ability.
According to law, to the best of my ability.
All right. Congratulations.
That went pretty good.
Danae?
That went pretty good.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Angel, congratulations. There you go. Congratulations to you four, and welcome to 4 years of the Othello City Council, and some of you 4 more years. So I'd like to move to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business tonight? Do we have any new business tonight, item 6? Okay, I have one item. As you're aware, I disclosed to the council in a meeting early in December that our city attorney, Kelly Conkright, had taken a position at the city of Spokane Valley. So we conducted an RFP, which is a request for proposals for legal services. And the deadline was last Wednesday. We received four proposals. And I would like two city council members to be on that committee as we interview the new prospective legal counsel. So I'm asking for volunteers. I see two over here. All right, John and Gina. Let me write this down. Okay, so this is a copy of their proposals. I'd like you to look through them. And then we have some, you know, one of them that I, one of the staff members that I wanted to be on it was Ann, but Ann has some conflicts with some things that she's doing over the next several weeks. And so I might have to make an adjustment there. So what the plan is to look over those, and then we will provide a scoring sheet. Kelly gave us an outline of a scoring sheet of, you know, based on experience and about, I think there was about six or seven factors. And then conduct interviews with these prospective law firms, and then identify which law firm would best suit the city's needs. And so you council members would participate in that process along with staff. So I would like to set that up for next week, those interviews. I would prefer that those interviews be in person, but I can't guarantee it. I can't guarantee the weather. So all of them are over an hour's drive from Othello. But that's the process that we plan to use. And we will select our new legal counsel going forward in 2024 from that process. So thank you for agreeing to participate and help with it. I think you're going to see in there some first-class law firms, and I think that their pricing is reasonable compared to what we've paid in the past. And I'm looking forward to going through this process and doing that. Also, our city clerk has had some family things go on that are personal. And so Yvonne is going to be performing much of the of Tanya's duties for a period of time. That's really, we don't know yet how long that'll be, but certainly I want you to you know, be able to talk to Yvonne if you have some questions about, you know, different things, if you need information. And of course, I'm always available. And Ann is going to be out of commission for a couple of weeks. So we're going to be a little bit short-staffed on some of our, you know, our staff, department heads. But whatever deficiency we have in attendance, Dave Rim has promised to pick up the slack for everybody. and if he doesn't know, if he doesn't know anything about land use, he'll issue an opinion. So with that, thank you, Chief and City Council. I think that's all our business we have tonight. Thank you, Daryl and Danae and Mark and Angel. Looking forward to the next 4 years. So that, I'm going to conclude tonight's meeting at 6:26 p.m.